7 to 5. Good afternoon, Ender Brady.
Ollie, how are you?
I'm good, Ender. I tell you what, I like those hotel booking websites, but your authorities are going to be launching an inquiry. Why is that?
Competition and Markets Authority have just announced that they're looking into them because sometimes you go on these websites, Ollie, and you know, you type in a search engine and they're going to look at, has money been paid for that hotel to come up as the top hit? Say I'm looking for a hotel in WA, you know, am I getting the right advice? Am I getting the best option? Also, the issue of some of them when you're looking, you know, it'll say 10 people looking at this hotel right now, 4 rooms left. You know, there's a pressure there and an inference that if you don't book it quickly, you're going to miss out. And, you know, the reality is that a lot of the times, if you were to ring up the hotel, they'd give you a room. So they're going to look at it. It's a big issue. And I've often wondered about this myself because you're on a website and you're thinking, you know, say,
I've got to buy it,
Yeah, and you just, the rush is on and it's a pressure. So the Competition and Markets Authority say they will be writing to all of these websites and they will be doing an investigation, which I'm guessing we'll get the results in 2018.
All right. Now, there's a new predictions on the UK's population. You're set to pass 70 million. When will that happen?
By 2029. Now, they're predicting growth of 4.4 million in the next 12 years, but by 2029, we will have hit 70 million people living on this island. Now, migration coming into the UK will account for 3/4 of it, and the difference between births and deaths will be the other 25%. So it's interesting. There'll be a lot more strain on resources here. Interestingly enough, this forecast doesn't make any attempt to predict the impact of leaving the European Union, but nevertheless, the majority of the population growth will come from people coming here.
Now, the luck of the Irish, why are you calling up a New Zealander to play for your national rugby union team?
Well, the rules are there. In defence of the Irish Rugby Football Union, the rules are there for everyone to use. Australia have done it on many, many occasions. New Zealand have done it to great success. And now we are capping a guy who is New Zealand-born of Samoan parentage. Bundy Aki is his name. He's 27. He's a centre. He's excellent. And he has been in Ireland for 3 years. So he's passed the citizenship or the residency requirements, basically. He plays for Connacht in the west of Ireland. And he's brilliant. So we've got 3 matches coming up in November against South Africa, Fiji and Argentina. The rules are there for everyone to use. Our coach, Joe Schmidt, has called them up. And a lot of Irish people are saying, well, the rules are the rules and why not use them? Because everyone else we're playing has players, you know, England do it, Australia do it, New Zealand do it. Why shouldn't we use this guy who is living here for 3 years and qualifies and the rules are there? Others are saying, hang on, the green jersey, there's an Irish kid out there somewhere who won't get a chance because this guy who's obviously not good enough for New Zealand is getting a cap for us. It's an interesting one. I welcome him. He has been a brilliant player for the last 3 years in Irish rugby. Good luck to him. But there is an argument to be had that we should just be playing Irish kids.
Yeah, all right. And Ender, tell us about the footy pick that everybody is talking about.
Well, Jamie Carragher, who is a pundit on Sky Sports, does a lot of the English Premier League, used to play for Liverpool in England. He's put a picture out on his Twitter feed today, which has got everyone talking, sitting around the table, having a drink and dinner. You have the two Glazer brothers from the family that own Manchester United. You have John W. Henry from FSG, who own Liverpool, and Ivan Gazidis, one of the majority shareholders in Arsenal. So they're all sitting around the table. What are they discussing? And it's very interesting how pally and chummy they are. And I think a lot of fans will be taken aback that you've got Man United sitting down for dinner with Liverpool. And at the other end of the table, you have Arsenal as well. Spurs are not there. And the Chelsea owner, the Russian Abramovich, he's certainly not there. If a picture paints a thousand words or whatever the expression is.
Yeah. All right, Ender. Have a wonderful weekend.
See you Monday, Ollie. God bless, guys.